I joined the three other SEC units as we made a standard security formation. An array of drones launched from the craft to create a perimeter. I didn't look at the humans as they walked down the ramp. I really wanted to look at Mensa for instructions. If I was alone, I could have sprinted for the end of the plateau, but I had to get her out of there. Blue Leader stepped forward with Green. The others gathered in a loose circle behind her, like they were afraid to get in front. One, who must have been getting reports from their SEC units and drones, said, "No sign of anybody." Blue Leader didn't answer, but the two Grey Chris SEC units jogged toward the beacon. Okay, the problem is, I've mentioned this before, the company is cheap. When it comes to something like a beacon that just has to launch once if there's an emergency, send a transmission through the wormhole, and then never gets retrieved, they're very cheap. Beacons don't have safety features and use the cheapest possible launch vehicles. There's a reason you put them a few kilos from your habitat and trigger them from a distance. Mensa and I were supposed to distract Grey Chris and their SEC units while this was going on, get them away from the habitat, not end up as toast in the beacon launch. With the delay caused by Blue Leader deciding to grab Mensa, time was getting close. The two SEC units were circling the beacon's tripod, looking for signs of tampering, and I couldn't take it anymore. I started to walk toward Mensa. Yellow noticed me. He must have said something to Blue Leader on their feed because she turned to look at me. When the remaining Deltfall SEC unit whipped toward me and opened fire, I knew the light had dawned. I dove and rolled, coming up with my projectile weapon. I was taking hits all over my armor but scoring hits on the other SEC unit. Mensa ducked around the other side of the hopper, and I felt a thump rattle through the plateau. That was the beacon's primary drive, dropping out of its casing to the bottom of the tripod, getting ready to ignite. The other two SEC units had stopped, Blue Leader's surprise freezing them in place. I bolted, took a hit in a weak armor joint that went through to my thigh, and powered through it. I made it around the hopper and saw Mensa. I tackled her off the edge of the rock, turning to land on my back, curling an arm over her suit helmet to protect her head from impact. We bounced off rocks and crashed through trees, then fire washed over the plateau and knocked out my unit offline. Oh, that hurt. I was lying in a ravine, rocks and trees overhanging it. Mensa was sitting next to me, cradling an arm that looked like it didn't work anymore, and her suit was covered with tears and stains. She was whispering to someone on the comm, "Careful, if they pick you up on their scanner." Unit offline. "That's why we need to hurry," Garathan said, who was suddenly standing over us. I realized I had lost some time again. Garathan and Pin Lee had been on foot, making their way toward the Grey Chris habitat through the cover of the forest. We had meant to go pick them up in the little hopper if everything didn't go to shit, which it did, but only partly, so yay for that. Pin Lee leaned over me and I said, "This unit is at minimal functionality and it is recommended that you discard it. It's an automatic reaction triggered by catastrophic malfunction. Also, I really didn't want them to try to move me because it hurt bad enough the way it was. Your contract allows..."
"Shut up!"
Mensa snapped.
"You shut the fuck up! We're not leaving you!"
My visual cut out again. I was sort of still there, but I could tell I was hovering on the edge of a systems failure. I had flashes off and on. The inside of the little hopper, my humans talking, Arata holding my hand. Then, being in the big hopper as it was lifting up, I could tell from the drive noise, the flashes of the feed, that the pickup transport was bringing it on board. That was a relief. It meant they were all safe. And I let go. Chapter 8. I came back to awareness in a cubicle, the familiar acrid odor and hum of the systems as it put me back together. Then I realized it wasn't the cubicle at the habitat. It was an older model, a permanent installation. I was back at the company station, and humans knew about my governor module. I poked tentatively at it, still non-functional. My media storage was still intact, too. Huh. When the cubicle opened, Rati was standing there. He was wearing regular civilian station clothes, but with the soft gray jacket with the Preservation Ox survey logo. He looked happy, and a lot cleaner than the last time I had seen him. He said, "Good news! Dr. Mensah has permanently bought your contract. You're coming home with us." That was a surprise. I went to finish processing, still reeling. It seemed like the kind of thing that would happen in a show, so I kept running diagnostics and checking the various available feeds to make sure I wasn't still in the cubicle, hallucinating. There was a report running on the local station news about Deltfall and Grey Chris and the investigation. If I was hallucinating, I think the company wouldn't have managed to come out of the whole mess as the heroic rescuers of Preservation Ox. I expected a suit skin and armor, but the station units that helped us out of processing when we had catastrophic injuries gave me the gray Preservation Ox survey uniform instead. I put it on, feeling weird, while the station units stood around and watched me. We're not buddies or anything, but usually they pass along the news, what happened while you were offline, what the upcoming contracts were. I wondered if they felt as weird as I did. Sometimes SEC units got bought in groups, complete with cubicles by other companies. Nobody had ever come back from a survey and decided they wanted to keep their unit. When I came out, Rati was still there. He grabbed my arm and tugged me past a couple of human techs and out through two levels of secure doors and into the display area. This was where the rentals were arranged, and it was nicer than the rest of the deployment center, with carpets and couches. Pin Lee stood in the middle of it, dressed in sharp business attire. She looked like somebody from one of the shows I liked, the tough yet compassionate solicitor coming to rescue us from unfair prosecution. Two humans in company gear were standing around like they wanted to argue with her, but she was ignoring them, tossing a data chip casually in one hand. One saw me and Rati and said, "Again, this is irregular. Purging the unit's memory before it changes hands isn't just a policy. It's best for the..." "Again, I have a court order," Pinley said, grabbed my other arm, and they walked me out. I had never seen the human parts of the station before. We went down the big multi-level center ring, past office blocks and shopping centers, crowded with every kind of people, every kind of bot, flash data displays darting around, 100 different public feeds brushing my awareness. It was just like a place from the entertainment feed, but bigger and brighter and noisier. It smelled good, too. The thing that surprised me is that nobody stared at us. Nobody even gave us a second look. The uniform, the pants, the long-sleeved t-shirt and jacket covered all my inorganic parts. If they noticed the data port in the back of my neck, they must have thought I was an augmented human. We were just three more people making our way down the ring. It hit me that I was just as anonymous in a crowd of humans who didn't know each other as I was in my armor, in a group of other SEC units. As we turned into a hotel block, I brushed a public feed offering station info. I saved a map and a set of shift schedules as we passed through the doors into the lobby. There were potted trees twisting up into a hanging glass sculpture fountain. Real, not a holo. Looking at it, I almost didn't see the reporters until they were right up on us. They were augmented humans with a couple of drone cams. One tried to stop Pin Lee, and instinct took over, and I shouldered him off her. He looked startled, but I'd been gentle so he didn't fall down. Pin Lee said, "We're not taking questions now." Shoved Rati into the hotel's transport pod, then grabbed my arm and pulled me in after her. It whooshed us around and led us out in the foyer of a big suite. I followed Pin Lee in, Rati behind us talking to someone on his comm. It was just as fancy as the ones on the media, with carpets and furniture and big windows looking down on the garden and sculptures in the main lobby. Except the rooms were smaller. I guess the ones in the shows are bigger, to give them better angles for the drone cams. My clients? Ex-clients? New owners? Were here, Only everybody looked different in their normal clothes. Dr. Mensah stepped close, looking up at me.
Are you all right?
Yes. I had clear pictures from my field camera of her being hurt, but all her damage had been repaired too. She looked different, in business clothes like Pin Lee's. I don't understand what's happening. It was stressful. I could feel the entertainment feed out there, the same one I could access from the unit processing zone, and it was hard not to sink into it. She said, I've purchased your contract. You're coming back to preservation with us. You'll be a free agent there.
I'm off inventory.
They had told me that, and maybe it was true. I had the urge to twitch uncontrollably, and I had no idea why. Can I still have armor? It was the armor that told people I was a SEC unit. But I wasn't SEC anymore, just unit. The others were so quiet. She said, even and calm,
We can arrange that, as long as you think you need it.
I didn't know if I thought I needed it or not. I don't have a cubicle. She was reassuring.
You won't need one. People won't be shooting at you. If you're hurt or your parts are damaged, you can be repaired in a medical center.
If people won't be shooting at me, what will I be doing? Maybe I could be her bodyguard.
I think you can learn to do anything you want, she smiled. We'll talk about that when we get you home.
Arata walked in then and came over and patted my shoulder.
We're so glad you're with us, she said.
She told Mensah, the Deltfall representatives are here.
Mensah nodded. I have to talk to them, she told me.
Make yourself comfortable here. If there's anything you need, tell us. I sat in a back corner and watched while different people came in and out of the suite to talk about what had happened. Solicitors, mostly. From the company, from Deltfall, from at least three other corporate political entities, and one independent, even from Grey Chris' parent company. They asked questions, argued, looked at security records, showed Mensah and Pin Lee security records. And they looked at me. Garathan watched me, too, but he didn't say anything. I wondered if he had told Mensah not to buy me. I watched the entertainment feed a little to calm down, then pulled everything I could about the Preservation Alliance from the station's information center. No one would be shooting at me because they didn't shoot people there. Mensah didn't need a bodyguard there. Nobody did. It sounded like a great place to live if you were a human or augmented human. Rati came over to see if I was all right, and I asked him to tell me about preservation and how Mensah lived there. He said when she wasn't doing admin work, she lived on a farm outside the capital city with two marital partners, plus her sister and brother and their three marital partners, and a bunch of relatives and kids who Rati had lost count of. He was called away to answer questions from a solicitor, which gave me time to think. I didn't know what I would do on a farm. Clean the house? That sounded way more boring than security. Maybe it would work out. This was what I was supposed to want. This was what everything had always told me I was supposed to want. Supposed to want. I'd have to pretend to be an augmented human, and that would be a strain. I'd have to change, make myself do things I didn't want to do, like talk to humans like I was one of them. I'd have to leave the armor behind. But maybe I wouldn't need it anymore. Eventually things settled down, and they had dinner brought in. Mensah came and talked to me some more about preservation, what my options would be there, how I would stay with her until I knew what I wanted. It was pretty much what I'd already figured from what Rati had told me.
You'd be my guardian, I said.
Yes, she was glad I understood. There are so many education opportunities. You can do anything you want. Guardian was a nicer word than owner. I waited until the middle of the off-shift, when they were all either asleep or deep in their own feeds, working on their analysis of the assessment materials. I got up from the couch and went down the corridor, and slipped out the door. I used the transport pod and got back to the lobby, then left the hotel. I had the map I had downloaded earlier, so I knew how to get off the ring and down toward the lower port work zones. I was wearing a survey team uniform and passing as an augmented human, so nobody stopped me or looked twice at me. At the edge of the work zone, I went through into the dock workers' barracks, then into the equipment storage. Besides tools, the human workers had storage cubbies there. I broke into a human's personal possessions locker and stole work boots, a protective jacket, and an enviro mask and attachments. I took a knapsack from another locker, rolled up the jacket with the survey logo, and tucked it into the bag, and now I looked like an augmented human traveling somewhere. I walked out of the work zones and down the big central corridor into the port's embarkation zone, just one of hundreds of travelers heading for the ship ring. I checked the schedule feeds and found that one of the ships getting ready to launch was a bot-driven cargo transport. I plugged into its access from the station side lock and greeted it. It could have ignored me, but it was bored and greeted me back and opened its feed for me. Bots that are also ships don't talk in words. I pushed the thought toward it that I was a happy servant bot who needed a ride to rejoin its beloved guardian and didn't want company on its long trip. I showed it how many hours of shows and books and other media I had saved to share. Cargo transport bots also watch the entertainment feeds, it turns out. I don't know what I want. I said that at some point, I think. But it isn't that. It's that I don't want anyone to tell me what I want, or to make decisions for me. That's why I left you, Dr. Mensah, my favorite human. By the time you get this, I'll be leaving Corporation Rim. Out of inventory and out of sight. Murderbot. End message. The End. This book was read for you by Kevin R. Free, a member of SAG-AFTRA. We hope you've enjoyed this production of All Systems Read by Martha Wells, narrated by Kevin R. Free. Recorded Books offers a wide selection of bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more, so look for us at your public library or on download sites online. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.